This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. We do have some questions from the chat room and from emails. What are your views on hydrogen peroxide?
It's another one of those high-end, high-power things. Just make sure when you do use it, do not mix it with anything for at least 2 hours either way. Do not take it with any green leafy vegetables or anything red, because it will oxidize the iron in the stomach, causing rust. So you must take that on an empty stomach. You can mix it with aloe vera. You can mix it with apple sauce if you want. By all means, use it. I mean, it has benefits. It will oxygenate the system. You might want to take vitamin C. Not with it directly, but during the day, take vitamin C and copper with it to reduce any of the peroxides that may occur from using peroxide, because it will leave a peroxide is a pro-oxidant and an antioxidant at the same time. So it can produce free radicals as well. So this is where the vitamin C and the copper, like chlorophyll, can come in to reduce that effect. But yeah, use it.
Okay. What are your thoughts on colonics or enemas?
They have their place. I wouldn't do colonics all the time, because your body will adjust to that and stop using. But there are times when you do need to pull stuff out. I mean, we are being loaded with high levels of chemtrails and polymers, so they do get trapped into the system. So they have their merit in helping flushing a lot of the excesses out. I use sodium thiosulfate with ascorbic acid, done it for a 4-week time frame, and that flushed out just about anything there was. My eyes actually went white. There was nothing left.
Okay.
I mean, they have their purpose. I mean, if you're doing a colonic, try to find a place that what they do is they reforest. In other words, they will reinsert bacteria, healthy bacteria, into the lower GI. Because once they flush you out, you're left vulnerable until your body has a chance to restore the proper bacteria back in the lower end. I would encourage that if you're going to have it done, because a lot of you are not eating properly to begin with, and a lot of you have some ideas about eating that isn't accurate, because again, this is what you've been taught based on whatever guru you're listening to or whatever health food hyperbole is being sold at the moment. So again, I mean, when you do get a colonic going, you want to definitely reload your body up with healthy bacterial cultures. You're probably looking at 50 billion or higher. I've seen in the health food stores now, they have as high as 400 billion strain. So again, anytime you're doing something like that, you want to definitely reload your lower GI.
Otherwise, you could pick up something like C. diff or some other crazy bacteria?
And something else, yeah. I mean, like I said, people have this idea that they can go and get a colonic, flush out the system, and then go back to eating whatever junk they're eating, right? And so what you've done is, instead of putting the healthy bacteria back in the system, you're putting bad bacteria back in again, especially if you're eating the grains, which is putting back genetically modified organisms back into the colon. So it's sort of counterproductive because people think that they can go get Ezekiel bread or they can go get a whole wheat or a whole rye and they think it's okay. And these things, you know, Ezekiel bread has soy in it, which is GMO'd. And you got a lot of, all the grains are all GMO. There's not one that isn't. Anyone that tells you that they got an orgasmically organic GMO product, then basically it's another one of those hyperbole sales. I don't know if I mentioned on this broadcast, but if you go look at the video Seeds of Death on YouTube, they will say to you what I have been saying for the last 15 years. There is no such thing as a non-GMO anything. Once you plant GMO in a field, conventional or organic is now growing GMO.
Right. People shouldn't be eating any grains at all. That includes rice.
Rice, sorghum, quinoa, amaranth, wheat, barley, oat, none of it. It's not what everyone still has this idea because they see this idea as some wholesome video or wholesome advertisement about these grains. And in reality, the real truth behind it, that's the facade to sell you a product to, so you buy this stuff. But it's not, there's no merit to these things. They're
okay.
Using,
what about buckwheat?
Same thing. If it's grown in the field, I mean, there's no safe grain. None. I've got in my scripts, I've got there also a Canadian scientist that worked with the genetics as well. He has said the same thing I have said. There is no such thing as a safe grain. None.
Okay. What are your views on an infrared, a near infrared or a far infrared pad that you would put on your bed to sleep on at night? What are your views on that?
I've never used it, but I can see the merit to it. I mean, it will penetrate into the cells. If you had added salt to it, that would be really good because then the salt would detoxify as well more effectively. I've been into infrared beds where you lay there for 45 minutes and they treat you. I didn't really see a whole lot there with it, but then again, I mean, I may need to have repeated the process before anything happens because of the nature of what I'm dealing with, but they will have merit. I mean, anything has merit. I don't know really what people would expect from that. Like I said, myself, I've not really used these things to make a real adequate judgment one way or the other.
Okay. I got an email question. What about cross-carmelose sodium? I don't know what that is, but...
That's a binding agent in the vitamins. Again, that's a polymer. Avoid it.
Okay. Alrighty. Can we take some calls? Let's take a call. Let's take Rebecca in Ohio.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I want to share with you all some of my experiences with turpentine. My family opened a hardware store in 1947, and I recall my father and my grandfather around winter time, fall, would rub turpentine on their throats and their chests and go to sleep and to ward off colds. But since I heard Tony the last time, I thought, you know, I'm going to do this. So I got online and found pure gum spirits of turpentine from a Diamond G Forest products. It is not the byproduct of the pulp and paper industry type turpentine. I mean, it's pure gum rosin right from the tree. And I've taken it for 14 days, and wow, what a detox. I mean, you will go like a goose. And a lot of us have, you know, a little bit of that protruding belly fat. Well, it's going away. I mean, I've got a friend that's 68 years old, and she was born and raised in the hills of Kentucky, and she and I are doing this. I mean, Deanna, we can all kinds of chard and kale. I mean, we home can it. Beets, turnips, we make sauerkraut, and we just laugh about all the old-time remedies. But one thing she does with... hydrogen peroxide is she keeps a spray bottle with pure hydrogen peroxide by her bed, and she has nail fungus like you do when you get older, and she sprays that on her feet and her fingernails, her toenails, and it's gone too. So that's a natural cure for that. But this
turpentine... Okay, Tony, what are your views?
All she has to do is just, for the woman that's got the fungus, just put the turpentine on it. They'll knock it out and keep it out. Make sure she's not eating any grains, because that's what's causing the fungal overgrowth. Yeah, the peroxide, yeah, I mean, it has, like I said, it has, what we're talking here is high-end, old-tech stuff that works. Okay, chlorine. Chlorine works as well. You've been told about the taboo of chlorine, but if I was in the middle of the bush and I was going to drink water, I would take one or two drops of chlorine, put it in the glass, pour the water, and let it sit for 15 minutes, and then I would drink it, because then I know the chlorine would have killed everything. So in small, minute amounts, it has a very important effect. That's what MMS is. It's a type of chlorine.
Ah, yes, that's true. Okay. Rebecca, thank you for your phone call and your information. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. The email that I read to you from Barb, in it, she said that she listened to you for 6 hours straight and was going to go back and re-listen. I mean, she was just really, really excited about the information that you were giving her. And I know that other people are just delighted to have found you. And, well, I am too. I'm just, I really, really appreciate what you're doing. What are your thoughts on oil of oregano?
I don't use it. I prefer thyme. Thyme is stronger. It's a good product. I don't knock it. I don't bash it. I mean, it's one of the few out there that actually does something. I mean, I show you how to make your own oil of oregano in one of my videos as well. I don't believe you should be having to spend $45 or $50 for a half ounce or an ounce bottle of this stuff. I mean, when you can make it very easily. All this is just a fusion of olive oil with the essential oil of oregano. And you can do the same thing with thyme. You can do the same thing with rosemary. You can do the same thing with sage, savory. I mean, you can do the same thing. And I show it's a very simple procedure as well. One guy did it. I start people off when they show them how to do the stuff on a very low end. One guy did it. He put 80 drops of the essential oil of oregano with 1 ounce of olive oil to get the same effect that he was spending $70 for at a health food store. So I show people how to get around it. You got to remember, Agenda 21 is here. It's been here. We started these videos 5 years ago. Agenda 21 was a whisper. I knew it was coming, being in this industry, and I've seen how this industry has been devolving. And so basically what we did there was we were just showing you how to circumvent these high costs, unnecessary costs in the health food industry. The health food industry has been taken over, more or less, by your drug industry. So you are now winding up with bastardized products, convoluted products, even stuff that's put into these things now that should never have been put into them, propylene glycol, polymers, soy, you know, yellow coloring agents, red coloring. I mean, the bodybuilding section of the health food industry has got to be the most polluted section of the whole thing. When they sell these pills and they put aluminum lake number 2, number 4, you know, they're putting aluminum in these products. These guys are buying these things thinking, oh, I'm buying this steroid-like component. It's going to give me bigger muscles and make me more erotic and tighter this. And then there's some women, you know, and the same thing with women. I got bigger breasts and tighter backside. And yet they've got all kinds of contaminants and polymers in these things and nano metals. And this is in the bodybuilding section of the health food industry. I always tell people, go take a look, go take a walk on the wild side, read the labels. And this is the part of walking on the wild side, reading the labels. And because they'll see a bodybuilding magazine that'll perpetrate some supplement, and you got this guy with these big muscles or this gal that's ripped to shreds, and they, oh yeah, I took this product, and you know, these guys are on steroids, all of them. I've dealt with these guys firsthand. They don't use a lot of these products. They endorse them because they make big bucks in endorsing these products. So, I mean, even the protein powders. I knew one guy said they don't eat that crap. He says they eat real chicken, and they're eating every 2.5 hours because they're on 7 stacks of steroids. And this is what they're advocating as healthy today. So a lot of people get into this illusion, spending big dollars on contaminated protein products or contaminated supplements that have anabolic effects. And when you read the components, they've got all these metals and coloring agents in them that get lodged into the tissues and into the cells. And then what winds up happening is 10, 20 years down the road, you've got a cancer, you've got something going on because this stuff has accumulated, or even in 5 years, a lot of these guys break down, or gals. So again, you take a walk on the wild side there and read labels, because it's really important that you start understanding what you're spending these big bucks on.
Sure.
And a lot of stuff that's not going to do more for you than if you ate. If you can get unpasteurized milk and an egg, farm-raised eggs, and you mix them together and add a little wheat germ oil to them and some iodine, you will find that your muscles will grow like crazy. You will have power galore, and it costs you next to nothing. That's one of the reasons why you can't get unpasteurized milk, because they know how healthy it is for you.
Wow. And
so trust me, milk and honey. Remember your statement? Milk and honey?
Yes.
Go and get a better deal. If it's unpasteurized honey and unpasteurized milk, and you put them together with a little egg, blend that together, you can give that to your kid. Your kids will be as strong as horses, and they'll be as smart as they're supposed to be. But all this crap they're selling them, get your omega-3, get the special. You don't need it.
Okay. Now, where do you buy your essential oils? Where do you get them?
I got a company down in Arizona, Herbstop Online. These are really good people. They get good stuff. They get their stuff from Europe and, again, from the Baltic region. I know their oils. They're good quality oils. Sometimes I get stuff from the Now brand or the Oracacia, depending on what it is. A lot of your citrus oils, it really doesn't matter where you buy those from. A lot of your woody oils, like your peppermint family, again, it doesn't really matter where you get those from. But when you start talking more elaborate oils, then you want to get them from reputable source, more reputable than them, because you don't know from these guys if they're diluting them. I mean, now if you go buy myrrh or even chamomile, I find that they're diluted, which I find amazing. But again, I go there because she's got really good oils. When I was living in Alberta for a while, there was a lady there that was buying my stuff from there because she was getting from the same area, and she died, so then I lost a good source. But down in Arizona, Herb Stop Online, I tell people go there and get the stuff there all the time.
Okay, herbstop.com?
Herbstoponline.com, yeah.
Okay. All righty, we have another caller. Let's take Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome.
Hello. Oh, hello, Deanna and Tony. Thank you for taking my call. Tony, I've been a fan of yours since the last time you were on Deanna's show. I think I've seen all your videos and taken notes.
Okay, thank you.
And when I mention this turpentine to friends and family, they roll their eyes like they're going to be in 6 feet under tomorrow morning if they try it. So all I tell them is, hey, watch. Hey, I was calling for my brother's mother-in-law. She's got lupus. What do you suggest for that?
An old-fashioned remedy would be yucca. Basically, anything that has a saponin content to it, yucca, sarsaparilla. Basically, what it is, what she's probably got is an overload of polymers in her body and metals, and the immune system is attacking these things, so it's attacking the system. So she needs to flush this stuff out. Anything that's going to help cleanse the blood is, again, recommended. A beaten wine tonic that I show. The cleaning and juicing greens I show on the YouTube as well. Anything that's going to help flush and renew the blood. Anything that's going to produce a soap-like material to wash the stuff out of the system. Lauric acid, monolauric acid will help with this as well, because coconut produces also saponin-like material. Look up the term saponin, S-A-P-O-N-I-N. You'll find yucca is very high in this. They'll call it a steroidal saponin. Basically what it is, it has anti-inflammatory properties, but it also has an element to wash out or flush out this buildup of material that maybe we have accumulated. Have her do salt baths, taking a saline bath with baking soda, borax, Epsom salt, trisodium phosphate, either regular table salt, put about a quarter cup of each, and then add a cap, C-A-P, of turpentine, mix it really well in the water, because if she puts a cup in there, her genitals will be on fire. Just a cap.
Wow.
Yeah. I've had that happen. I told people to put a cap in, they put a cup in. Well, needs to say, both men and women had flaming genitals. So again,
goodness.
Okay, so anyway, a cap, mix it up, and have it sit in soap in this, and this too will help disperse and flush out of the cells any buildup. She may see polymers floating. She may see fibers floating. Give it a go.
Yikes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry. We're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. We do have another caller, I believe. Yes, John in New York.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Okay, I'm going to hit you with one here. What's a remedy for genital herpes?
Go to Walmart, take your genitals out, trade them in for new ones. No more genital herpes. you're going to need iodine.
Okay.
Regenerate your system. You're going to need zinc. Usually genital herpes is a zinc deficiency. Mm-hmm. The reason why you have these things is because of a lack of zinc in the system, so you might want to restore the zinc. You may want to put zinc oxide on the area, again, to disperse the issues there. if you have an outbreak with these things, you can use a salt pack around the area with a turpentine and salt. Basically, you cook the salt in a pan. Once you get it hot, then you put it in a cloth, wrap the cloth up. You want to put a dropper full of iodine and some turpentine and then go around the area. It will be hot, so be careful with it. And what it'll do is it'll drive into the area, the turpentine and the iodine. And it'll kill the virus, literally. So again, put it around and start incorporating more zinc and selenium in your system as well. And again, maintain proper hygiene in the area. You know, keep it clean. Then build up your immune system so that you can fight it off. Lysine and zinc are the things you want to use for this as well internally. Using iodine as well internally will help, again, boost your immune system's capacity to fight this and get rid of it. It is a curable thing as well. It's just an affliction, nothing more. So treat it as such. Don't get caught up on the boogeyman concept, what I call the boogeyman concept, where the drug industry says, oh, it's incurable, it's this, it's that. These guys couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro, and they do not want to cure something so simple. So keep that in mind.
So iodine, zinc, and selenium.
And lysine. You want to make sure you incorporate these into your system. Minimize any arginine in the system because arginine can exasperate this. But you want to high doses of lysine, high doses of zinc. Well, not high doses. Let's say 30 to 60 to 90 milligrams of either zinc citrate or zinc methionine. You want to definitely use high levels of vitamin C, about 5 to 10 grams a day, and then do that salt pack that I mentioned and watch that start to disappear.
All righty. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Given that at least 900,000 people a year die as a result of allopathic medical intervention, I want to share with you a question from email. And I quote, "He sounds like he's knowledgeable, but what are his qualifications? Tell us you're not an MD. For one, that would raise your value quite a bit."
I'm just the guy who knows some stuff.
As you advertise, right?
As I advertise. I don't make no claims. I'm a herbalist. I'm basically, I guess, what you'd call an orthomolecular herbalist. I use vitamins and I use herbs, and I use essential oils and food in helping people find solutions. I have no medical background whatsoever. I do not want a medical background. I'm not certified, nor do I wish to be certified. I've been doing this for 35 years. I'm not interested in being part of a system that controls and regulates these so-called healers. I'm not into marketing or bamboozling anybody. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm trying to show you how to get around things. I'm not one of these gurus that walk around and sells you nonsense products that don't do anything for you. I'm not interested in that. As a matter of fact, I get approached. You have no idea how many times I get approached daily to get involved with MLMs, which I abhor to no end. I find MLMs are the worst cons going most of the time. They got overpriced products that you can buy at any health food store for about two-thirds of the cost less. A lot of stuff that they sell in MLMs. There are a few good companies, a few good products in an MLM, but I really hate the way they do things. I'm a big fan of transfer factors. I think that's a good idea. Unfortunately, it's being controlled by an MLM company, which I find distasteful, the way they do things. So I don't advocate. If you can find a transfer factor product without getting involved with an MLM, I would encourage you to do so, because transfer factors is derived from colostrum, which actually teaches your body or egg membrane shells as well, which actually teaches your body how to fight off different pathogens. But unfortunately, right, I have not found an independent company where you can buy this stuff from. Unfortunately, they are coming through an MLM, which, again, I do not care for.
Okay. You mentioned colostrum. Would you recommend the liquid or in capsules, or would you recommend the capsules but you take the powder out of the capsules and put it into your water?
I mean, whatever form or fashion you want to use it, it's all good. I mean, colostrum is a good product.
Okay.
I buy it in powder form and I just scoop it out when I do get it. If you can get it from a farmer from a farmer, like I said, that's not getting hormones in your local area, go get it like your Amish or your Mennonite or Hutterites, if they're getting any colostrum, I encourage you to go buy it from them. But yeah, definitely use it. Use it. I don't have a problem how you get it. I mean, sometimes just getting it in you. Just try to make sure it is chemical-free, contaminant-free, doesn't have soy in it, doesn't have coloring agents, things of this nature.
Okay, and that helps to boost your immune system, correct?
Colostrum does a lot of things for you. It'll increase growth hormone response, or helps your body regenerate. It's muscle builder. Again, it helps your body become more more resistant to being sick. Definitely will increase your stamina. And again, for people who are suffering on the sexual side, it can help in that area as well.
Okay. What about L-glutamine powder? Is that pretty good stuff to take?
It is, but you got to make sure you're taking taurine with it. Glutamine is the most abundant amino acid in your body. It lines your esophageal lining, your intestinal walls, and your stomach. It breaks down to 5 different aminos. It's a good product. I mean, again, I mean, if you have a need for it, if your digestive system or your esophageal lining has been compromised because you've been eating soy or a lot of grains, yeah, I definitely would tell you to use it. A cheap form of it is cottage cheese. So if you're getting enough cottage cheese, you can get enough glutamine through that. But definitely, yeah, it has its merit.
Okay. How would a person go about curing hepatitis C?
Same thing. Go to Walmart, take the liver out, give them your old one, get a new one. No more hepatitis C.
Okay. Now tell us the real way of doing
this. That would work, you know.
Okay. I don't think Walmart sells those yet.
Well, I'm sure they sell everything else. Hepatitis C is what is it? It's a viral infection. So basically you're using things to regenerate and restore the liver and kill the virus. So again, we got a formula that we've used. We use the Queen of Hungary formula. I've given people a formula where we're using 5 herbs, fo ti, which is a Chinese herb, goji berry, schizandra berry, and ramenya root, mixing as a tea or an extract, and something called dan shen, which is basically red sage root, which will rebuild the liver. And you know what? I've seen people use this stuff, and then the hepatitis goes away all by itself. Again, it's the boogeyman complex. These are nothing more than what they are. They're just afflictions. They're viral infections, and they're usually a result or direct result of a deficiency that's in your body. Because so many of you have been eating all this bloody soy and these grains, these have caused the deficiencies to occur in the system. Soy, like I said, bleeds out of your body zinc and manganese. Well, the guy just called before. What did he, you know, he's talking about herpes. Well, there you go. There's your zinc and manganese right out the door. What does zinc and manganese do? They produce something called SOD in the mitochondria, superoxide dismutase, which protects the body from these type of infections. Also knocks out your iodine levels. Okay, knocks off your B12. Where is B12 found? In the liver. Okay, so also found in the colon. Knocks off your B2. What does B2 do? It helps support L-glutathione. This is what pulls it out. So anybody that tells you they're eating a fermented soy product, they're crazy. You know, literally, they're nuts. And anyone who's in what I call a vegan lifestyle, in today's times, in my humble opinion, are nuts. For a short interim, for like a 2 or 3 month interim to clean up the system, it has benefit. But to live that way, in my humblest opinion, because I've seen so many of these vegans break down and they come to me afterwards and I get them eating eggs and lamb and all of a sudden they feel like Superman again. Again, it's an absurdity. It's about balance. Okay, the taurine is one amino acid you cannot get from eating vegetables. You have to have some form of meat in it. Your body can produce it, but then again, it strains the system from producing this inside. So I mean, if you're going to be a vegetarian where you're eating eggs and cottage cheese and yogurt and dairy products like this, or even fish, I don't see a problem with that. That's not a bad way of doing things.
All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Tony Pantoloresco. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. What are your views about bee pollen?
It has its merits, but I think today you got to be careful with the genetics and with the ongoing exposure to things. Not sure what else to tell you on it. I mean, it was considered a good food at one point in time. If you got a reputable farmer that isn't spraying, then I would use it. It would probably be mixed with the honey anyway, just like with the propolis. I'm a bigger fan of the propolis over the pollen, but again, it does have merit, but you got to be careful today because of the nature of what they're spraying in the fields and what the bees may be picking up.
Absolutely. All righty, let's take another caller. Let's take Craig from Ontario. Craig, welcome.
Hi, Deanna. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Tony, got a quick question for you. Teenage daughter with severe acne. It's not hormonal, so it's always there. Went to a naturopath. They put her on the gluten-free, the dairy-free. It hasn't eliminated it, maybe cut down by about maybe 15%. And then the naturopath would be okay with her putting on topical antibiotics, which I'm not a fan of. Any recommendations?
Get her on iodine. How old is she again?
She's 17.
Okay, get her on iodine, get her on zinc and copper. Sounds like she's deficient in these minerals, and I'd have her using MSM to clean out the colon. I wouldn't even give her the gluten-free crap. That stuff's just nonsense all the way around. Any grain you're giving her is going to create a pathogenic material. It's all genetically modified, whether it's gluten-free or not. Gluten has been the boogeyman that everybody has been beaten up on, and it's not gluten at all. It never was gluten. Gluten was never or has ever been the issue. It's all because of the way they've hybridized the grains or the genetically altered the grains, and they've created a proline or a glutamate overload in the grain. The gluten is not the issue.
You got to wonder, you want to get so high profile in the regular media.
Again, gluten was never the problem. I wouldn't give her any grain whatsoever because of the fact it's all genetically engineered. I mean, we had a scientist here in Ontario that worked with the agribusiness, it's in one of my scripts of the show, and he stated the same thing I've stated. There is not a grain anywhere to be consumed that has not had some sort of genetic adulteration, and that's what's causing the problems. So, again, don't even get around that gluten-free crap. No cereals, no pasta, no rice, none of that crap. You get her on things like cottage cheese. You get her on things like yogurt with bacterial cultures, high strains of bacteria. You make sure she's getting zinc in her diet, iodine, and copper through chlorophyll. That's what will do more for her as far as fighting this. And get her on high levels of MSM, about 20 grams a day. A teaspoon four times a day in divided doses, and this should clear up a lot of that. Once you eliminate all the grains in her diet, that's when the stuff will start to go, and it still may take up to 3 months before you see any results, because this stuff collects in the colon and starts to grow and take over.
Right. I just want to follow up with a secondary question. Earlier you were talking about chemtrails, and we're getting sprayed like crazy here in southwestern Ontario, and I remember reading an article on the web by this reputable person was saying that cell phone towers have way, way more potential wattage output than required for the small cell signal. And he was kind of echoing what you're saying, is that they can take these signals and at will turn it on and just give us a little zap or whatever, knowing that we're full of all these nanoparticles.
Definitely. I mean, how many times have you gone through your day and all of a sudden you're blanked out? You had a thought in your mind, you're focusing on doing something, and all of a sudden, for one brief moment, you've lost all frame of thought. You know, completely, you're like, what the heck am I doing here? What? And then it all of a sudden comes back to you in about 5 minutes, because your brain just got scrambled by a pulse. You know, and this goes on all the time. You know, and again, you're in your own home, you know, you got these stupid cell phones attached to you, and they're pulsing you all the time, and again, they've got monitoring devices, so they can even turn them on without you being aware of listening in on your conversations. You're in your home, and you've got your Wi-Fi going. You got towers around you. They're harping, dropping more metals in the air, and then when they turn these things on, you know, all of a sudden you go blank. Why do you think that happens? You know, because of the fact that we have become transceivers, living transceivers. So again, this is why I always tell people use about 20 grams of MSM on a daily basis to help pull out some of these metals that you're accumulating in the colon and throughout the system, because it is a key that has chelating agents as well. Iodine also breaks down aluminum and mercury. This is some things you might want to consider. Using magnesium and calcium will also flush out aluminum in the system. So I mean, using saturated fat to maintain cellular integrity in the body. And for the brain as well. I mean, again, you'll find that this will offset a lot of these things. Turn off those cell phones when you don't need them. You know, I mean, I was in Calgary, Alberta the other day, and everybody's walking around with a bloody cell phone. I'm thinking, geez, we've become idiots here. you know, complete robotize the city is what they've done. So
well, they're
again,
all
you know, well, I was just there the other day. Okay, I left here to go back out there to do a workshop kind of thing, and I'm walking down the street. And every time you turn around, whether you're in the subway, whether they got everyone's got their cell phone, they're texting and doing all that, and they don't realize that okay, while they're on the subway, they're being hit with an electromagnetic field. They got this thing going on, and their cells are just being jolted left, right, and center. And, you know, try to have a conversation with some people, you can't, you know, they're like in a total different, they've been disassociated from reality and connected to the cell phone, and this is what's going on.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, well,
thanks.
Thanks, Greg.
Bye-bye.
And I certainly agree with you on the cell phone. I don't use mine at all. I don't use it at all, really.
I don't even have one.
I bought one. I think I bought a Motorola when they first came out. They were huge, big things. It was like $500. It was just amazing. But no, I don't use my cell phone. I have one.
I don't even want one. I mean, the way I look at it, I don't need to be that attached to the world. I mean, you can get a hold of me through the computer. You can get a hold of me through a telephone. You can get a hold of me through Skype. You can get a hold of me through Magic Jack. Once I leave the technology, I walk away. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to be buzzed, tingled, jingled, sparked, you know, frequenced, nothing. I just want to, I want to have a break from it. So, and I think people need to have, again, they're so addicted to this technology that they need to realize they've got to cut themselves loose from it because it's taking over.
Sure. Literally. Well, I just have one. I keep it next to my loaded gun, next to my side of the bed. So that if they cut my phone lines to come in and get me, I can call the police and say that I'm being attacked and I'm worried for my life and that I'm going to shoot. That's
the police,
it.
The police are probably the ones attacking you.
Either way, I'm going to use it for, to notify somebody.
You got a gun, so that's all you need, really. That's a persuader.
Yep.
I seriously believe everybody in Canada, United States, should own at least 3 guns and a bazooka. I really do. I really do, honestly. To shoot down the drones, they're flying over us. That's to take a bazooka. And a gun basically is a deterrent because you know what? Every place I lived in Arizona and I loved Phoenix. Phoenix was awesome. Everybody had the right to carry. And the crime rate was nothing. It was next to nothing. Then you go to places like Detroit where they regulated the gun control to death and you got one of the highest crime rates. And I'm thinking, okay, here you got guns running free, no crime. Here you got no guns, crime is up. So what's wrong?
Exactly.
What's up with this? Yeah, what's up with this?
Same thing with Chicago.
Hey?
Same thing with Chicago. You got a lot of murders in Chicago and they regulate guns there.
You know what? I think seriously, and I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm not all kidding aside. Everyone should own a bazooka, take out a drone. Or a tank, whichever. And I think everyone should have a right. I think everyone should have a gun. I really do, because I think seriously, this would be the best deterrent to keep any government in check.
Yes.
Not to be used against each other, because I think that would be stupid. But I think to keep the governments balanced, so that when you actually vote, your vote will actually count. Because now these guys will have to give an account. But by them taking away your capacity to be armed or having any kind of capacity at all, they can do whatever they want.
Exactly. Well, we need to have you back. There are a lot of questions that we didn't get answered, and so I hope that you will join us again soon.
Just invite me. We'll see what we can do.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You have a good day. Thanks for having me on.
You too. Bye-bye.